Hey everybody, this is Eric Nam, and this show is brought to you by Mindset by Dive Studios. Now, before you just fast forward this sweet, amazing little advertisement, I just want to tell you that Mindset is something that we've worked on so much, so hard here at Dive Studios. So please, if you haven't done so already, please check it out. You can go to getmindset.com or go to the link in the description of this podcast episode, or you can go to my Instagram or my socials and there's a link in my bio. Now, what is Mindset? Mindset, okay, is a very important application where we have stories and boosters and all sorts of tidbits and personal intimate collections of audio from myself and other artists that are coming very, very soon. You guys can enjoy it. And if you take part and you purchase, you get access to a live free Q&A with me, Eric Nam, and you're giving to a great charity. It's called Doctors Without Borders. And you are going to enjoy some really good content. So many good things come out of this one thing called Mindset. Again, go to getmindset.com to check it out. Now back to your show.
On this week's Nonsensible podcast.
Let him talk. Yeah. Let him introduce himself.
Go for it, bro.
G-Soul.
That's something I need to do more of.
You never do?
I never find the time to connect with the universe. I've got two kids.
I like that.
He loves to love.
I feel it.
I love love.
I don't know. Just life happened that way for me.
Nonsensible. Welcome, guys, to another episode of Nonsensible. Dave,
Sam,
and Saul. Mother good.
We're gonna have to edit all of that out. You know, you're making this.
At least he knows where it is. He doesn't have to like go to like the 42-minute mark to find it.
Yeah. Okay.
Can't we just leave that in for this one episode? Because that was kind of funny.
You know, when I actually signed up for this, Diana was all like, it doesn't matter. You can say whatever you want. It's.
They've never given us a hard time about any bad words. You guys always let us say whatever we want.
Oh, okay. I get it. You can say it.
It just doesn't mean it will go to air.
I think we get a lot of leeway for the cussing.
Hey, stop talking. Let's introduce our guest.
Oh, that's a great idea.
Go ahead, Saul. Introduce.
Our guest today is G-Soul, the artist formerly known as Golden. He's a bad mother…
Shut your mouth.
I edited it out for us.
Shut your mouth.
He's got a bunch of cool songs. He's the winner of The Voice.
Oh.
He was previously on Higher Music. He's got a joint with my man Los that slaps. He's got a song with Dumbfounded called Water that's really dope that I like. Producer, singer, rapper.
Let him talk. Let him introduce himself.
Go for it, bro.
G-Soul.
That's G-Soul. The
pleasure.
Thank you for joining us. Thank you for joining us.
That sounded so much better. Yeah, thanks for coming, bro. Yeah.
That
you started to be here.
And thank you for this introduction.
Yeah. I didn't know that I knew so much about you. I've heard so many of your songs before.
Really?
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, I mean, you're fantastic.
Super talented.
Yeah.
Oh, thank you.
Super talented.
I've actually seen you at some this pizza restaurant. Once.
Really? I do like pizza.
In like Gwanghwamun somewhere?
What, like on a sign? Or eating pizza?
In person.
In person? Polish?
You were walking out the place.
In Gwanghwamun?
Yeah.
D Tower?
I think so.
Maybe? Polish? Yeah.
Yeah, I remember thinking like this.
He's also plastered on the front of every Domino's pizza.
Ooh.
No, that's Chilbonga. That's another one. Don't get the competition messed up, man.
You're not on a Domino's? Just
no,
let
no,
little.
No.
Okay,
no,
sorry.
No.
Let the flow. let the conversation. Anyways, thank you for joining us today.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Maybe you go on.
I thought that's what he meant by I saw you at a pizza place, because I see him on pizza places all the time. Every time I walk by a pizza place.
Different pizza. That's okay. Yeah.
Were you? So I was really confused about that. You've never done a Domino's at?
No.
Oh, sorry.
It looks similar.
Okay, yeah. Take it from here, Dave.
Just shut up, Dave. Please. Anyways, G-Soul, what's your favorite color?
Oh, that's a random question. That blue.
Blue?
Yeah, nice. Me too.
Nice. What's your favorite color, Sam?
Blue.
Right on.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Mine's black.
I like black too.
Yeah, black's cool.
Mm-hmm.
Black's very cool. Blue is definitely my favorite color. Carolina blue, sky blue like that. That's the one.
Baby blue for me.
Mm-hmm.
Baby blue. Because of your baby blue eyes?
Exactly. Yeah.
So G-Soul has a new song coming out today, right? A new project, OST kind of thing?
Yeah, TV drama OST is coming out today.
What drama?
I actually don't know the name of the drummer.
Oh my god. That is the most irresponsible way to plug something I've ever seen on this podcast.
Do you want to double check? Do you want
to
double check?
You have to know the name of the drummer. It's a necessity.
Well,
can we?
You can tell us about the song while someone checks.
Yeah, I mean, it's called Stay. The song is called Stay, and it's produced by Groovy Room.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, I think it's coming out today at 6
p.m. Produced by Groovy Room?
Mm-hmm. Groovy Room's
Groovy. They are everywhere.
Yeah. I did a song with Groovy Room for the Sign Here thing.
Okay.
That's really dope. Cool, talented. Yeah. We went to their studio. And those guys are really, really dope.
So the show hasn't come out yet?
I don't think so.
Do you know what network it's on?
JTBC? JTBC.
Okay. JTBC. Okay.
Yeah. Nice.
I have a question. Are you more comfortable speaking English or Korean?
I mean, do you guys speak Korean?
Yeah, I always speak Korean.
Yeah, we can do both.
I'm not as good as
they are. I'm just wondering if you're what are you more comfortable speaking?
한국말이 편하죠.
Okay, cool. Where'd you learn English then?
New York?
Yeah. Where in New York?
I was everywhere. When I first moved to New York, I lived in Harlem. And I moved to Queens to go to high school. And I moved to Brooklyn. And I moved back to Harlem.
So you've been everywhere.
Yeah.
Isn't it so annoying when you say you lived in Harlem and people in Korea would be like, oh my God. Like, because a lot of Korean people ask me, like, what's the most dangerous place in the United States? It's Harlem, right? I'm like, no, it's not Harlem. Yeah. It's like a cultural center.
I mean, it could be, you know, some areas.
Yeah, some areas. Mm-hmm. But, you know, that's the go-to dangerous spot.
Remember, I told you that when I said a bad word and someone called it Harlem talk.
Yeah, Harlem talk. Yeah.
So you went to, you were born in Korea?
I was born and raised here, Seoul.
And went to school in?
Moved to the States when I was in high school.
So you spent, what, 3 years of high school?
And went to college.
Went to college in America?
Yeah.
What was it like for you? Obviously, because that's an important time, an important period of, you know, your development. Mm-hmm. And having to move from Korea to America is obviously a huge step. And obviously, you've gone from speaking Korean to having to, mm-hmm. you know, do all your education in English is obviously a huge step for you. What are the issues you had to deal with and how was that for you in your development as, you know, an adult?
I think I was just too young to even like think of it as like a difficult thing. I was just excited, you know? Mm-hmm.
To experience. Did you speak English before you went?
Like a little bit.
Yeah.
But yeah, I had to.
Did you like New York?
I love New York.
Okay.
He was in Harlem too. What is it? The chopped cheese? Is it chopped cheese crazy? What's the famous Harlem sandwich?
I don't know.
Well, it's like a hamburger, sandwiches. But it's like a Philly cheesesteak, but with like hamburger meat instead.
Philly cheesesteak.
Oh, the Philly cheesesteak is fire in Harlem. Yeah.
What's the there's
it's
a
old food restaurant?
There's a chicken soul place there. Good. There's a chicken
place. Chicken and waffle place.
There's a lot of good places out there.
Yeah.
And there's what's the theater out there?
Apollo Theater.
Apollo Theater.
I actually performed there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. That's on. Crazy. What was that like? Can you tell us the background story for that?
I was just walking on the 125th and I just saw the sign. The amateur night is back.
Yeah.
And I remember watching the clip on the internet when I was a kid. Mm-hmm. So…
Live at the Apollo?
Yeah.
What year was this?
I don't know. Like 10 plus years ago.
Wow.
And I just went up there and… Sang.
And had you seen like how difficult it could be if you did not perform well and you still went up and did it?
Yeah, people get booed up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you knew that but you still decided to go up
anyway? The stage. Yeah. I was just too excited.
Did people enjoy your performance?
I won.
Yeah.
You won.
Yeah.
First
place.
What did you get up and sing? What did you get up and sing?
I sang A Song For You by Donny Hathaway.
Oof.
Yeah. Wow.
That's so badass.
The audience at the Apollo Theater is… That's a tough audience.
Yeah.
Like they are harsh. Like they don't put up with…
Yeah.
Like, they're not taking anything. But if you put on a good show, they're loving it.
Yeah. It was a good experience.
Yeah. That's crazy. Yeah. That sounds like something out of a movie. Kid just like walking down the streets like… I'm going to go up
now
there.
Now that I think of it, yeah. But At the time, I was just, you know.
So did you start getting offers from record labels and stuff as a result of winning at the Apollo?
I was already signed to my first label, JYP.
Ah.
Yeah.
Did that…
And that's why I moved to the States.
Did that get any kind of recognition here in Korea? Like the fact that you'd done that at the Apollo Theater… Like,
no, actually.
No?
No.
Like, I would have thought that… Like, people would have been like, a Korean at Apollo Theater, first place back then. That would have been pretty big news.
Yeah, but no.
Yeah. Is there video of it?
I think so, somewhere on YouTube.
I want to check that out.
That's definitely worth going back and looking for. Yeah, mm-hmm. I mean…
So after that, like what was the next sort of stage in your career after JYP?
I don't know. They decided to shut down the building in New York. So I had to come back to…
Yeah, I read about that.
I had to come back to Korea.
Was that at the time Wonder Girls were training?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I had to go to the army anyway. So I had to come back.
There was like an awkward phase between like that Wonder Girls 2 p.m., 2 a.m. phase and like beefed it twice. That awkward middle phase when JYP didn't really have a… Like they didn't know what direction they were going. And I read an article that they shut down the New York branch and stuff, mm-hmm. the offices.
Well, it was good. It was kind of like Wonder Girls had been successful. And it was kind of like, now let's try and get the Wonder Girls into the States.
Yeah, I remember.
And,
yeah.
Opened up an American office. And it's like, let's train them out there and get them to perform in English. And you're on JYP as a training for 14 years.
15 years. Yeah.
Is that not unheard of?
From like what age to what age?
13 to like 12 to, I don't know, 25, 6. And
that's a long time to use.
Yeah.
Hang on. From the age of 12…
I was 12, 13.
Isn't the average… Don't you hear like 7 years is kind of a long time normally?
I don't know. Just life happened that way for me.
Yeah. did it help you?
I don't know what to say. I mean,
I
worked on a bunch of projects and I was working with different producers, which just obviously didn't really go anywhere.
Yeah.
And they decided to shut down the building and I had to go to the army and they offered me a deal to do an album here. So I put out my first EP, Coming Home, in 2016, I think, in January, I think, yeah.
I thought it was 2016.
That was my start.
That was with JYP?
Yes.
And you produced that yourself, right?
Yeah, I wrote all my songs.
And how was that received?
Great. I mean, I got great feedbacks and yeah.
but then JYP was kind of like… They didn't want to continue the relationship or you didn't want to…
They did. I mean, I put out more projects after that and… You know, the contract ended and we decided to go separate ways. And
then you signed with Hire.
Yeah, Jay offered me a really good deal and yeah.
I like your accent. It's really cool.
Thank you.
It is cool. It is really cool. Like he says dill instead of deal. It sounds really like…
You sound like you're from New York.
It's cool. He sounds like he's from New York. Yeah, it's very New York.
Well, he's from New York. I mean…
Yeah. It's cool though. I like it.
I miss that, man. That's like one of my things that I miss the most about America is all the crazy different accents that… Guys in New York…
Mine
just
is very
so
like weird. It's like mixture of like… Yeah.
All the different boroughs, right? Because you lived
all
over.
Urban. It's very urban. I like it.
But then you've got… Like having done all that…
Is that the politically correct term? How else would I say it?
I don't know.
You sound street.
I don't think so.
What am I supposed to say?
Right.
Urban, I guess.
It's so scary. I don't know what to say these days.
You've gone through all that training. You've released albums. But then last year, you went on Voice Korea.
Yes.
What was the reason behind going on an audition program like that?
The production team approached me first.
Mm-hmm.
And I felt like it was a good opportunity to just get on stage, period, you know.
Mm. You wanted to kind of promote yourself?
Yeah, sure. More exposure.
Were the hours crazy for that? Like a lot of those Korean TV shows?
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Yeah. And you went all the way to the end, right?
I won.
Yeah, you won.
It's the smartest move, especially with the last few years. A lot of people blow up through audition and competition shows. So,
I mean, it is a great move. But there's also people kind of look at it and they kind of like they wonder, okay, an established artist. Well, you know, do they really want to put themselves through it? And you look at some of the other shows, like Show Me the Money. Mm-hmm. And you look at some artists and, you know, like P-Type is an artist that comes to mind who put himself on Show Me the Money and got knocked out very early on in the piece. And it's kind of like you look at someone like that and you think they're going to make it through further, but then they get knocked out. So there is, you know, when you look at someone like G-Soul who wins, okay, great. But if he was to get knocked out earlier in the piece, people would be like, well, that was a little unfortunate. Mm-hmm. But… you know, obviously we have a success story here, so we don't have to talk about
that.
And
he's like, bro, I wanted the fucking Apollo. I'm not… I know I'm going to win this.
No, I mean, I wasn't even thinking about that. But I just… it was just great experience. You know, I just wanted to challenge myself. And yeah.
That's
great. It was just good to be around like many talented vocalists.
But you must have… like that first time you walked on stage and the reaction you got from the judges, you must have been feeling pretty confident after like the feedback you got.
Actually, I kind of like blacked out.
Oh, yeah? Oh, really?
On stage, like I don't really remember too much.
Wow.
I was just on stage, I sang and I didn't even know what they were saying, and I rewatched it. Okay.
Wow. So you don't even remember what the judges said after you were done?
Not really. At that time, yeah.
And what was the song that you sang for the
verse? By Isora Sonsengim.
That's crazy. Cool.
What in terms of throughout the whole performance, was it… were you comfortable throughout the whole show?
No, I mean, you know, of course it's a lot of pressure and it was stressful. But I mean, that's a competition show. That's what I signed up for. So.
Yeah.
Even the last performance, did you like? Because
I was nervous as hell. I mean, yeah. You guys could probably tell if you watched the thing. But
every time before every single stage,
yeah, because I want to sound good.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
are you generally nervous before? Are you more nervous when it's on like a TV show?
Or? I'm very shy, and yeah, I get shy in front of cameras.
Yeah. Oh, really?
I can tell.
Yeah.
I mean, could performance…
for, I do this stuff.
Performance for people is different. For each person is different. I guess some people really enjoy… for
once
some
I'm
people,
on stage, I mean, that's fine. But you know, until I step on the stage, you know.
Yeah.
You got to prepare.
And then once you go, you automatically go. But before that, the nerves get to you.
Because I saw some footage of you in Paris.
Oh, yeah.
And…
it was a good time.
Like… that footage of you on stage in Paris, just… you look so comfortable on stage. It just… like…
yeah, I mean, you know, it's my job.
Well, I mean, even if it's your job… like, even for me, like, when I'm on stage, I'm just the worst. It's horrible. I step on stage and for 5 or 10 minutes, I need to just get my shit together.
Are you nervous on stage?
Extremely.
Extremely, but not nervous on camera.
But here's the thing. I'm super nervous that like I want to throw up before I get on stage or on camera or something. But as soon as like the first words come out of my mouth, from then on I kind of like… I black out and then it's just… I go into autopilot mode and I never have a problem.
Yeah.
People don't even notice I'm like nervous, but I don't remember anything and I get super sweaty.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty annoying.
I'm like totally the opposite. If I'm in a room like this and there's like an awkward silence or something, like that's more… crazy for me than like being on stage in front of people. And I can't even like public speak in front of like 5 people, but I can rap in front of whatever. Like that doesn't matter to me.
Awkward silences are more difficult for you.
Yeah. And just… or even just like talking in front of 5 people and everyone's looking at me expecting me to say something, it like makes me hella uncomfortable. But what if I like have a… if I'm doing a show like this or whatever, I'm totally cool with it. But rapping is totally… you know, rapping makes it all go away, I think.
So this makes you uncomfortable?
So so much.
Just checking. Just checking.
I'm trying to fight through it.
Just checking. Yeah. Just trying to make you uncomfortable. Don't worry. Don't worry.
I like awkward silence. I like the silence. It makes me feel comfortable. Yeah. I don't see why people get so uncomfortable with awkward silence. It's just silence. You don't always have to keep yapping.
Let's try.
It's nice. Just enjoy the company of each other.
Mm-hmm. True that. I feel you on that.
Diane's in the background like… Om, om.
Let's meditate.
Do
you meditate?
I do.
Sorry, Sam. Mm-hmm. Yeah, do you? What's it like? Why do you meditate for your like…
Spiritual… well-being.
Spiritual well-being. Right on.
How do you do it?
Just, just pray and, think about the… things that I'm grateful for and, just…
That's sweet.
Connect with the universe and
connect
that
with
stuff.
The universe.
And just be in the moment.
Yeah.
Right.
That's something I need to do more of.
You never do?
I never find the time to connect with the universe. I've got two kids. It's like, can you guys just be quiet for a minute so I can connect with the universe? It's like, it's not happening.
They're not
We're connected
quiet.
All the time.
It's like, I'm connected to them 24/7.
There's a stand-up comedian that said that he has two kids and that his most… the most precious time he has is between the car… when he's… putting his kids in the car, then going around to the car, or when he's taking a poop.
No. Take it. It doesn't matter when peaceful. You're having a. It doesn't matter when you're taking it because they're standing at the door trying to get the door open.
Really?
Or they're opening the door and they're like, "Daddy, can you help me with this?" It's like I'm trying to have a moment of silence. Yeah. And there's been times where you'll go into the bathroom intentionally without even having to go to the toilet.
Yeah.
Just because you know that it's. Private moment that you can have, but your children will follow you in there. Like I've gone in there without having to go to the toilet just so I can have peace of mind for about 5 minutes.
Yeah,
I do that too.
And from who?
I'm just kidding. That was a really bad joke.
There's like within 60 seconds, one of them will open the door and walk in. Like my previous house, I couldn't lock the bathroom door. It was a sliding door. So they'd just… open it and walk straight in. My new house, I believe I can lock the door, but even with the door locked, they'll just keep wriggling the door handle and it just annoys the shit out of you.
Yeah.
So even if they can't open it and they'll just knock on the daddy, 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 open the door. It's like you can't even have a crap in silence.
At least they're so cute though.
Doesn't really make up for it.
Do you have any kids? Children. Are you married?
No, what? Not yet. I'm not ready for that.
What the hell?
Not yet. Not yet.
How old are you now?
33. Yeah, I was born in 88. So
88?
Yeah.
You're going for the shock value there. Do you have any children?
I just wanted to stop talking about poop. Watching poop. No kids yet. I want some kids though.
Really?
Mm. Are you ready?
But I agree. I don't know if I'm ready yet.
I don't think I'll ever be ready.
Yeah.
I don't know.
To be honest, I don't know if anyone's ever ready for it. Just kind of…
Right.
Just let…
That's what people say.
You just roll a dice and hey, boom. They're knocking at the door and you're good to go.
I want a couple of takes.
Takes.
Yeah.
You can't… You set yourself up and you're like, I'm going to have to be financially stable and we're going to have this and this. And you set so many things… You try and… set so many things in place to implement the process of having a child and say, we're going to be stable if we do this, that, and otherwise. But to put all those in order, it takes 5 or 10 years or even 15 years. Mm-hmm. And by the time you get there, you may never get there. So you'll never have children. So you just kind of have to say, you know what? I'm just going to have kids anyway. What that means is that you're going to have to… somehow or another, you're going to have to implement all those changes. Having a child means you're going to have to work harder to make more money, to get that nest egg, to buy that house. You can't say, I'm going to have to buy a house before I have kids.
Mm-hmm.
Because you'll never get there.
Yeah.
Either you have them or you don't.
I don't know. Sounds like pretty good content to me. On YouTube.
What?
Me making a kid?
Having kids.
Yeah, I don't know how YouTube friendly it would be.
Why?
Making a kid?
Yeah.
I'm not making a kid. Are you guys out of your mind? Do you like games?
I actually don't.
None of our guests ever okay, like games.
Give him another question.
Oh my god.
Do you like anime?
Am I like the worst guest ever?
No. Do you like anime?
Huh?
Anime?
No.
So I'm a nerd.
I mean, I don't dislike it, but I don't, yeah, I don't watch a lot of it.
Okay, what do you do outside of the pursuit of music?
What do you do for fun?
Oh, man.
Music.
I'm like a boring person, I guess. I walk, I jog, and nice. Go to the gym. walk to the Namsan Tower.
Do you like film?
Like to film?
Film?
Myself?
Movies?
Yeah.
And movies and stuff?
Yeah. Netflix.
Yeah, Netflix.
Do you live in the area then? Mm-hmm. You live in…
Gyeonggi-dan.
Okay.
Nice.
Oh, so does he.
I could walk to my house. Oh. Okay.
Yeah, that's weird.
Maybe. How is that weird?
It's very
that
weird.
I've never seen him. The neighborhood's small, you know?
Yeah. I feel like I've seen you somewhere.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. You look very familiar.
Drunk somewhere, stumbling
could
home.
Have been on television.
Probably not.
Well, that could be me.
Yeah, that could be you.
Yeah.
You've probably seen him sitting out the front of the convenience store drunk.
No, I actually have seen you before. What I'm saying is I haven't seen you in real life. I've only seen you on…
Right.
On TV and in music videos.
He claims he knows everybody in Gyeonggi-dan.
Yeah, I mean, I'm a handshake and hey, how's it going kind of neighbor.
Really?
Oh, I hate people like you.
Okay, do you know Andreas?
Yes. That's your friend, right?
Yeah, the Greek guy.
I don't really know him that well. But yeah, I know him. I would say hi if I saw him.
He lives in Gyeonggi-dan?
I'd say hi if I saw him.
Am I the only guy that hates it when random people just say hi or talk to me? Like, I hate that.
When I'm in a bad mood, I don't like it.
He's always in a bad mood, right?
That's what I'm saying.
So. I just don't… It makes me very uncomfortable when I don't know somebody. They're like, hey, how are you? I'm like…
It's kind of awkward.
Yeah, it's a little bit awkward, right?
Being famous for you must be difficult then, because I'm sure people do that all the time.
I kind of like that.
He's a bit of an attention whore, though.
I kind of like that, but when I just… There's people just like, hey, where are you from? I'm like, dude, we're in the elevator, dude. Stop. Like, I just don't like it. Do you like when random people just like… Not because of your career, but just like, hey.
I mean, if people recognize me… I mean, that's
one thing.
Yeah, yeah. But random people just talk. That's… I don't know.
Yeah.
I guess it was bad when before COVID.
How long have you lived in Gyeonggi-dan?
I actually recently just moved.
Just moved? Yeah, how do you like it so far?
It's cool.
It's cool.
It's a lot quieter than it used to be. Mm-hmm. It used to be popping. It used to be a hot place.
Yeah, I remember.
But now I'm thinking about getting out of town.
What?
Moving over to where these jerks live. You know what I mean?
Please, that would be so awesome.
Yeah, I want to.
Stream all the time, make content. We could, like, you know, chill. And
yeah, I'm with it. Yeah. But yeah, that neighborhood used to be really crazy. I really want to, like, try to help revive it or whatever. They did, like, a Gyeonggi-dan, like, Let's Get It TV show. Like,
really?
A year
and
a half, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
With Julian. Mm. And everyone, like, you know, they brought, like, some Yunnan and did some concerts and stuff. But…
I think it's actually… It's cooler than what it used to be.
Yeah, I like it better than…
Like
it,
now…
It's more chill.
It's a lot… Yeah. It used to just be like this.
Oh my god, right?
Yeah. It's a lot nicer now.
But when I lived there too in Gyeonggi-dan… Around 2015-16 when it first blew up… Mm. Like on Saturdays literally I walked out of my house… And it was like… Crowds. Like just walking by and having dates and stuff. People… Mm-hmm. It was a nightmare.
You couldn't move.
You couldn't move.
It went from like a normal street… And then on the weekends… When the weekend hit…
It was like the place that the people who knew. You know? Mm-hmm. And then it became like everybody… It's like the hot place for date spots and stuff.
I lived in Haebangchon for like… Close to 10 years. And they used to have the Haebangchon festival there. Mm. And I lived right… There was a convenience store right down the… Below my house. And guys would be playing… bongos till 5 o'clock in the morning in the summer. They'd be out there getting drunk and drinking soju, playing guitars and playing bongos till 5 o'clock in the morning. It used to drive me bananas. Mm-hmm.
I know what to get him for Christmas now. Instead of bongos.
Oh my god. It was like… I mean, the fact that… Yeah, that whole area has kind of died.
It's kind of sad though, right?
It is. Yeah. But it's nice that it's kind of lost that vibe.
Well, you're not there anymore anyways, so…
I actually went to a town hall meeting with a bunch of the like Gokigib Sajang names one of them asked me to go because he wanted some foreigners to be there. So I like rehearsed some speech and shit in Korean. I don't remember how I said it anymore. I was like, "Kyungdidan wihayo" at the end of it. Like out of a movie. You like that?
Yeah. Shout out to Kyungdidan.
What did you do for Christmas?
Christmas?
Yeah.
Oh my God, what did I do? I guess I'm very forgetful.
Or what about this past Lunar New Year's? Did you see some family?
I saw my mom.
Saw your mom?
Yeah.
Did you have some good food? Some tteokguk?
Mm. Yeah, we had tteokmandukguk. Yeah.
I love tteokguk.
Yeah.
So, good.
So when you went to the States, mm-hmm. did you go by yourself? Were you there by yourself?
By yourself.
You're in high… See, you went to high school. Your family wasn't there.
Did you have like a homestay family?
No, I had a manager. And then he quit like a few months later.
What? So you were just on your own in the streets of New York?
I mean, they had the office building.
That's crazy.
You lived in the office?
No. I lived in the dorm. Dorms, and then yeah. I had roommates.
Were your roommates like K-pop stars and stuff? Up-and-coming K-pop stars?
No. They were just random like New York people.
Random people?
Yeah.
Phil.
Damn. Yeah, just Phil.
Steve.
Steve and Phil.
That could have… So you were like…
Was it scary?
No, I'm just thinking like at such a young age without like parents or like any kind of… Or like parent figure. Like I can't even imagine the shit I would have got up to.
Yeah.
Like I would have gotten so much trouble.
That's what I want to hear about. What was that like living alone when you were 15? That's when you need the most parental supervision, right?
I was…
Well behaved.
Raised well.
Yeah, he seems like a pretty reserved guy.
I didn't go Mr. out and like, do crazy stuff.
You're a good student.
I was aight. I never really was good at studying.
You're just good enough to get by.
Yeah.
That's me too. Yeah.
Exactly.
There could be a wild full feature film about his life. Like,
oh wow.
Alone in New York when you're 15, wandering down the streets, winning the Apollo. That's a crazy story in and of itself.
Would you like to invest it?
Yeah, invest in it.
Maybe.
Wait. We need the line. Need the line. I can make
it. Jisoo, I want to make you a star.
Oh.
It doesn't work if he's already a star.
I was going to say. Yeah.
Are we going to figure out? There's just something that's like my catchphrase. When I was sorry, sweetheart. I want to make you a star. Wait, I try to throw that into everything.
Yeah. You have to call him like Charlie.
Yes. Yeah. Jisoo, I would like to make you a star. No, he's already a star though.
Yeah, it doesn't work.
He already won He already won The Voice.
Yeah, it doesn't work.
Yeah. But that's crazy, man.
Yeah, I guess you were so focused on music that I guess you didn't have the outside influence.
I mean, of course I hung out with my friends and stuff like that. But you know, I didn't… You know, like do crazy things.
From what I can tell though, he seems like he was well behaved and he worked hard and he went to school, had a normal life and
absolutely.
You guys are making this into some Netflix special.
not at all.
No, but it's cute. It's cute. I like how you guys
I'm just saying.
I hope you guys make it into a Netflix special.
Hey, seriously.
You guys are cool. That'd be hot.
Yeah.
I'm just saying.
You guys are good hype people, you know that?
I probably should have been raised a little bit better by my mom. Hype.
Thanks.
He's the hype man.
Yeah, you like the hype. You like the
I
hype
just like
up.
People being happy and proud of themselves. Yeah. I like success.
I could tell.
I like smiles, yeah.
He said, I can tell.
Yeah, you've been smiling the whole time.
Yeah,
so,
I like putting people up. Yeah.
Hey, I have a question. So, you've sat down with us for the last 30 minutes.
Has it been 30 minutes? Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. So, you just said you can tell. First impressions in all three of us. As a person who… You seem more like an introvert. So you seem like you speak your mind very openly as well.
Oh.
I mean, you don't seem to be like a bullshit artist. First impressions on all three of us.
Thank you. Take that as a compliment.
Yeah, it is a compliment.
Yeah.
First impression. So.
First impression. Oh,
we're starting with
you.
Me.
Super positive.
I guess it's cold outside because very red.
That's it.
He's just been drinking.
And you seem very… I like your energy.
Oh, thank you
good
very
energy.
Much. My face is just red from all the smiling.
Oh.
Actually, I haven't had a drink yet today. But yeah, thank you very much.
He's a very positive figure.
I like that.
He loves to love.
I feel it.
Yeah. I love love.
I love love too. You? Oh. You… Oh, yeah.
You are
you're tall and I like your chains, and you know, you seem cool. I don't know what am I supposed to say? Honestly,
that face?
With that, if I can be really honest,
yeah. Please do, please do.
I know I'm wrong, but you look a little creepy. I get a little bit of the creepy vibe, but I know you're not. I know you're not.
What do you mean a creepy by person? That? What do you mean by that?
Oh my God!
What kind of creepy?
Like Marilyn Manson creepy?
Something like that.
Oh my God!
I feel like you have like candles and you wear like capes and stuff. I don't know. You look,
what?
I'm just joking with you. No, I'm really just joking.
I
was wondering what the highlight of the show is going to be, but that's it.
I'm joking, guys.
It's the dark.
No, you're not.
It's the darkness.
I am.
It's the darkness. It's the darkness.
Yeah, you have that, like, you know.
There's a dark aura around you, Dave.
I'm a creep. I come off as a creep.
It's just the chain
I come
wallet.
Off as a creep.
People aren't like ready for it yet.
Much like the vampire.
Yeah.
Aura.
It's the emo. Looking. It's the emo.
You didn't say vampire. You said I come off as a creep.
It's the emo.
Well, vampire is supposed to be creepy, right?
He meant vampire.
He meant it's the emo vibe. It's not creepy. Oh my God. It's emo vibe.
Forgive me.
No, it's quiet. I asked the question. Thank you for being honest. All right, and Sam. let's move
that
off.
That was a joke, guys. I mean,
that's
God
okay.
Damn it.
You did a great job.
I think it was spot on. I think it was perfect.
And it's okay. I understand. Do you want to come over later and I'll drop hot candle wax on you?
Oh, I haven't tried it.
Yeah, I bet you'd like
I'm
it.
I'm open.
next up, we've got Sam. First impressions on Sam.
Sam, you look like you just went hunting.
I just.
You're very famous, and yeah.
He looks he looks famous, or he is famous.
He is
famous. Positive creep. All right, let's move on.
Just good, very fatherly vibe because you got kids. That's natural, I guess.
Yeah, I think it's probably a little bit yeah. If you know about my background, you've kind of the fact that I've got kids. That kind of
right.
The
I feel like your kids are going to like
yeah. Yeah, you kind of see the two kids on each shoulder. So kind of,
that's a good thing.
It's kind of like they're surgically attached to me.
My first impressions of you are remarkably humble, despite being incredibly talented.
Oh wow!
I was expecting you to come off as a little bit more like intimidating, but you're very humble and reserved, and it makes everyone else at ease.
For me, I was going to say a lot more reserved than I expected.
Yeah,
same.
I would have thought, especially someone in this industry, being that you're on stage and such a performer, that you'd be a lot more outgoing, but you seem a lot more introverted, and it seems to me that you're a lot more comfortable probably by yourself, and you probably like to spend… But you just like to spend… It feels to me like you'd like to spend a lot of time at home by yourself, maybe reading…
Right on.
Listening to music. That's like, kind of the vibe I'm getting.
Do you like cats?
I actually love cats.
I have 3 cats.
Creep.
That's a lot of cats.
Like creepy kind of…
And he just meant on his shoes right now. He's got 3, the body hair, the hair worth of 3 cats.
And a dog.
I got a dog too.
And, oh wow.
And I have a lot of anime action figures.
That's
TMI.
He's diving head first
you know
into
what?
The creep.
You know what? He says I'm a creep. I'm going to accept it and embrace it. I'm the creep.
That was supposed to be a compliment, actually. Like a good, in a good way.
Man. He's taking it like that.
Yeah.
He's going…
And I'm going 200% in.
Yeah.
200%. All right. So I heard, other than the OST song coming out, you also have a personal single coming out as well?
Yeah. I have a new single. I have a female featuring on it.
Mm-hmm.
It's a beautiful ballad song.
Ballad.
With this singer named Ben.
Ben. I do know Ben.
Yeah.
You know?
I don't know her personally.
But you know who she is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Great performer.
It's coming out on the 28th.
28th. That's soon. So,
yes.
Right. What's the title of the song?
Can Love Be Fair.
Can love be fair? It cannot.
I was going to try to answer that myself, and I don't know.
That is a very interesting question. Do you actually make a conclusion in the song?
No.
I think we should talk about that in the next podcast.
Can love be fair?
Because I think it can only be unfair.
Oh, well, and it's only exciting when it's a little bit unfair. It has to have these like dips and go back up, and certain people have to…
Because it is kind of one-sided as well, isn't it?
It's either one-sided… It can change to which side is
exactly. That's what I mean. It kind of it does fluctuate. It goes backwards and forwards.
Love is very lopsided at times.
Yeah,
that's why I think my relationship with my girlfriend works really well because she acts like she really loves me,
and then she really
and then,
hates
and
you.
And then she's just always
And then she's like, oh, I love some of that soul. She's like, God, I hate that soul.
It's like the relationship I have with my cats.
Yeah, most cats are like that. They always doing miltang, right?
Yeah, always do that.
Cats
down.
Are vicious, though.
Ooh. Oh, they can be really sweet, though.
They can be until they shit in your shoes.
They don't shit in my shoes, dude. What are you?
Do you have cats in your Gyeongnidan home?
Nah.
Are you thinking about getting some?
Gyeongnidan home. That's very specific. Like, what about in your Yeouido home? What about in your Hongdae home?
Did you have any cats in your Harlem home?
No, never.
Brooklyn home.
I had a turtle.
Really?
What?
Francis.
He ran away, right?
Ran away.
Yo, check
this
out. Turtles always run away.
That's
always
crazy.
No matter what.
And
no
I could
matter
never
how high
find
the thing
it.
Is, turtles figure out a way to get out.
Yeah.
Really? That's the last
that
animal
crazy.
I expect.
Oh, wow.
It's true. I was just talking to somebody about this the other day. You'd think that a turtle would have a hard time escaping.
Did you have They're a turtle gone, that ran away?
Bro. Yeah, I had a turtle that ran away.
I had a frog that disappeared.
Wow. Well, that makes sense.
But
they
I never
jump.
Found
Yeah, they can jump.
Never found it. I never found a body either.
Where was this turtle a New York turtle or a Gyeongnidan turtle?
New York turtle.
That's a New York turtle.
You'd expect
disappear
That's a
one
classic
day.
New York turtle.
What floor were you living on?
What floor? The second floor, I think.
See, you'd expect.
And he's gone.
It's gone. He was
And there
disappeared
are no,
one day.
There's no broken turtle shells outside of the window. It wasn't a turtle suicide.
Yeah.
Just gone.
They're not that fast. So you'd expect to at least find a shell.
You know what I think they do? I think they jump out of their shell and turn into fish.
You're an idiot.
Could be.
They do
You're
something with
idiot.
That shell. There's no
but
other
But you don't
reason.
Even find a shell. That's what I'm saying.
That's what I'm saying. I think they just jump out of that thing.
You heard it first.
I'm sorry.
You're that's here first.
That's yeah. That's something we tried the other week that didn't work, but it worked this week.
This one really finished.
You heard it here first, folks.
Turtles.
Turtles jump out of the. I'm not gonna say your idiotic statement. I don't want to repeat that.
You heard it here first, folks. Turtles can jump out of the shell and just swim away like fish.
All right. Thank you for joining us, G-Soul.
G-Soul, if there's anything else you want to plug, now's the time to do it. Whether it's your Instagram, whether it's YouTube or anything else you've got.
Spotify.
Well, yeah. Follow me on Instagram, G_theprince. Check out my music. Check out my new single. Check out everything.
Check out everything.
Yeah, everything.
You hear it,
folks. We on it. No, you heard it here, folks.
No, you heard him, folks. That's what I was going to say. You heard him, folks.
Yeah, his music is really dope. Everyone should check him out.
Don't forget, you can find us on Instagram as well, The Dive Studios. You can find us on YouTube where you can check out the podcast in its entirety at The Dive Studios. You can also listen to the podcast in its entirety on Spotify Podcast, Apple Podcast as well, where you can leave a review. We appreciate all the reviews, especially those that are 5 stars. Thank you very much, G-Soul. Thank you very much for joining us. And we look forward to you joining us again next week. Guys, thank you very much. See you next time.
Bye, guys.
Bye.
Bye.
La Paz.
Hello, this is Joan Kim.
Hi, this is Stephanie Makova.
And we're here to let you know that we are premiering our very own show here at Dive Studios.
It's called The Beauty Bar, and we're your beauty tenders, and we'll talk about everything skincare related, beauty related, and give you some inside scoop on the hottest products and trends from South Korea.
But also, we want the show to be a space where we discuss bigger topics and how we can best let our inner beauty shine through. Because guess what? You're beautiful.
And you're hot. And you're smart.
Whoa, maybe we're coming on a little strong, aren't we?
I'm really excited.
Me too.
Okay, so let's go. We'll see you all at the beauty bar.
Make sure to subscribe to the show on Spotify or Apple Podcasts so you never miss an episode. See you soon.